What's going on? It's your boy Breeze the Poet out of VA, kicking it with the girl Courtney Cohen, aka Courtney the Poet, aka Queen Court. And this is Stay. So I told her to stay, wait, work, and pray. All your thoughts of what it can, could, or should be, sweetheart, going on and hush that shit up. Even though the want for it is roaring in your gut, you ignore it. Tell yourself every cliche saying or mantra your mind can muster up. You know, nothing beats a trier but a failure. But when the going gets tough, the tough keep going. Or anything worth having is worth fighting for. And if you want it bad enough, well, then it's worth fighting more. And sweetheart, you want it. You know, you're not quite sure of what you're still fighting for because it's gone now. You kind of just tell yourself it's there and believe it, even though you really can't see it. See, great things have been succeeded with just the faith of a mustard seed. So you stay and you wait and you work and you pray. You know, because time heals all wounds. So if you just give yourself enough, you'll be all healed soon. You gotta forget about you, because it's about y'all now. When you got into this relationship, you seen yourself having it all now. Felt like the bell of the ball now. But sweetheart, when that bell goes off, do not stand there in shock. Because Cinderella, that means it's 12 o'clock. And you're late for reality. And you've broken the heel on your glass slipper trying to save the last dance. Hold on to that Prince Charming you had for a little while longer, but his ass gone, girl. So now you wonder as you wonder what would have happened if you would have had just a little more time. So you stay and you wait and you work and you pray, and you pray your waiting will work. And you stay through pain and hurt, and you work and wait for your prayers to be answered, that he would be who he was that made you fall in love in the first place. Just consider, sweetheart, your ass fell in love in the first place. And I don't know the definition of the word to your standards, but to me, falling is a fucking involuntary action. No one ever means to fall. You didn't think about falling before you did it. You just kind of ended up here. Now you're stuck here. Not even sure how you got here, but hold on. Just give it a minute. All you need is a little more time. So you stay and you wait and you work and you pray and you stay and you wait and you work and you pray and you try and you give and you hurt and you cry and you cry and you cry and you hurt and you cry. And you heal. And you do this over and over again until you realize you never really gave yourself a chance to love. Because that was the action you actually stayed for. So you worked so much, you never got rest. Stayed so much, but never seemed to get blessed. You prayed so much and never got to know what's next. So in all of your time trying to do right for this dead-end situation, you never understood what would have happened if you would have took some of that passion and invested it in yourself, made a U-turn, and just left.
Hey, pretty people, it is yours truly, Courtney Nicole, aka Big Nikki, and welcome to my room of vulnerability. Now, before we do anything, we got to give it up for the boy, Mr. Breeze, I Life This, the poet out of Richmond, Virginia, y'all. For those of you who do not know, I am a poet, so I got a lot of homies who dropped some bars a now and then, and that poem was super dope. It was amazing, and it fits right in to our topic for today, okay? That poem just kind of summed up my love life issues in like 3 minutes. So today's episode, y'all see what it says, who played you? And I hope the poem and some of the bars I drop in this episode can definitely help you see things in a different perspective if you happen to be in a relationship at this current time. So first, I want to jump right into my favorite line of the poem. My brother Breeze says, falling is a fucking involuntary action. Let's get into that, all right, y'all. Nobody intends to fall in love, but most of us do. And how do we do that? The exact same way we fall over the broom, the exact same way we trip over the clothes in the hallway, the exact same way we trip over someone's foot in the club, by not paying attention. We get so caught up with the few things that has us mesmerized in a person, whether it's their looks, because you know he be fine or whatever, or the money, because you know we all like the green, cash rules everything around me, or their ability to charm you, or let's just go ahead and keep it a whole hundred, keep it a whole buck, sometimes the sex. And baby, the sex be good. It have us slipping and falling, and we get blinded by all the shiny things that we love about a person. But we all know that everything that shines and everything that glitter ain't gold. And no, don't get me wrong, there are some magical love stories out there, y'all, where boy meet girl and boy courts girl and they walk in love together. First come love, here comes marriage, here comes sister girl with the baby carriage. But y'all heard the poem and y'all see the title of this episode. So the same for them type of couples. But while we talking about it, I want to give a big shout out to everybody who is happily in love and doing the work to stay there. That is a huge, huge thing to do. Relationships are hard. So salute to all of you who are in love and doing the work to stay there. But this ain't for y'all. We're gonna keep right on moving on, all right? So most of us fall in love. Well, I like to think most of us fall in love prematurely, often because why? You got your own answers, but I got some of my own. Often we are looking for someone to fill a void or somebody to make us feel good about ourselves because we got some personal issues going on with ourselves. And sometimes we just want good company or we just want some consistent sex. You know what I'm saying? Ain't nothing like some mater you can call at the drop of a dime. I'm just saying, for you ladies, you know what I'm talking about. But nonetheless, we end up in a space, y'all, where it's nothing but butterflies and peaches and cream. And then we are in that part of the relationship, the honeymoon phase or the representative phase, when that's over, because that's what that is, reality slaps you in the face like a disrespectful little child, and you are awakened from your bliss, and now you begin to what I like to call chasing the high. I don't care what nobody say, love is one of the strongest addictions. Most people like to say that you stay and you do the work because you just love each other. But I think it's because you remember a time when things were really, really good. You remember a time when you were just completely smitten about a person. When y'all used to date, and y'all used to date often at that. You know what I'm saying? You used to get your just because gifts on a Tuesday for no reason at all. And now you kind of feel like a crackhead. Now, I ain't never done crack, you know. But from what I heard, most people who are on drugs or who have got caught up in an addiction, it's them chasing the high. And we all know, nothing feels better than when you are first falling in love, all right? The calls are always answered and on time, okay? The text messages are responded to swiftly, and all of them good gifts and all that good stuff I said earlier, you know, that's that feeling that we're chasing when we are trying to do the work in the relationship, all right? But really, that's not like really the person, you know, you fell in love with. Well, it is the person you fell in love with, but that's not really the person. It's what we like to call, what I like to call, the representative. And for those of you who acting like y'all don't know what a representative is, you know exactly what the representative is. The representative is the person who you become when you go on like a job interview. You know that person when you put on your good voice and you wear your good collar shirt or your nice dress, you know, for your job interview, and you're talking real proper, and you done doctored up your resume to say all of these fancy things just to explain that you was like a cashier, and then you put all of your fake phone numbers for your previous employers, but they really your homegirls and your homeboys to give you like the dope behind recommendations so you can get the job. Mm-hmm. Yeah, the representative. That's what that is when you are first getting into a relationship. You meet the representative. That is the person who has swept you off your feet with all the amazing things. And once they get the job, y'all know how we do. Once we get a job, y'all, we start coming into work late. We start taking long lunch breaks. We start coming in late and trying to leave work early. We start hitting up our homie who work at the hospital to get our doctor's excuses for why we haven't been to work. Yeah, y'all know exactly what I'm talking about when I say you're meeting the representative. And the representative leaves. Some point, sometimes it takes longer than others for the representative to leave because you can't pretend but for so long to who you really are. Like, it's just, I get it. You want to put your best clothes on. You want to put on your Sunday's best for a person when you're first meeting them. But the truth of the matter, All of that stuff fades away. The pretending is over. The representative gone. And now, here come the bullshit, okay? Not necessarily a bunch of bullshit, but here come the true person and some of their flaws and some of the things that you really don't want to deal with. But you remember all of that dope stuff, so you stay and you try and work on the relationship, because there's so many different things. There's a plethora of things that can make you unhappy in a relationship. What makes me unhappy may not make you unhappy. Everybody got their own little triggers that they got to deal with. But, for example, my favorite argument for couples is social media. Oh, Facebook, a starter argument. But it's not Facebook. It's really the people. And that can go really deep. So, not Facebook. Make it more simple. Somebody in your relationship who has a temper problem, temper issue, okay? So, say your SO, and for those of you who don't know, SO stands for significant other. So, your SO has a temper issue, right? Anything that you say that they don't understand, or that confuses them, or something that you do that they don't like and they don't know how to communicate, it sends them in an uproar, right? They don't know how to articulate their feelings, so that turns into anger. Just like most kids, when they don't understand, when you're chastising them or something and they just start having a temper tantrum, a lot of that happens in relationships sometimes. Sometimes people just are horrible communicators. They do not know how to express their feelings, so their anger or their disappointment, they don't really know how to express it, and it turns into anger, and that is not a good thing. All right. So there's a lot of yelling in your relationship, a lot of name calling. Let's say there's a lot of hitting below the belt. And no matter how you try to speak softly or nicely or break it down to them as elementary term as you can, they still don't understand how to be expressive in a healthy manner. So that turns into violence sometimes, you know. It turns into just speaking really, really rough to a person because you don't know how to communicate. And I'm not talking just watching from movies, y'all. I'm talking about personal experiences. Let's just go ahead and put it all out there. I had an ex that I dated, and he was very hot and cold. It was like one day we were madly in love, and then the next day I didn't know who he was. He was the meanest person alive. But because I knew the good side of him, I didn't want to believe that the bad side existed. I wanted to believe that I did something, or maybe I could help him, you know, be a better person, to see that maybe this way of communicating isn't the best way of communicating. You know what I'm saying? So I stayed with him because I knew the good side of him. And I really, 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 that thing we all love, wanted to bring out his best potential, okay? We love that word potential when we in relationships and we trying to stay in one. So I stayed because I knew that there was good in him, and I felt that I was strong enough, you know? And everybody feels like they're strong enough. Everybody feels like they're strong enough to take on that person's problems, whether it's caused from trauma or just previous relationships. We stay and we try to take on their trauma while loving ourself, and baby, I was wrong. I was wrong as fuck. I could not heal him and continue to love myself while him tearing me down. It just did not make sense for me, all right? So if you are currently in a relationship, let me go ahead and put it out there. And you're dealing with somebody who was dealing with past trauma, because trauma is real. It could be from childhood, just whatever. I beg of you, please try and find that person some professional help. It is not your job. It is not our job to fix people. But because we are so in love, we make it our obligation. We actually find it and make it our personal plight to do this. We have to fix this person, right? Because they don't have anybody else. You know, we know the story, you know. They don't have nobody else to depend on. There's nobody else there that they can lean on. And because you love them, you make that your problem. But did we ever stop to think about, like, maybe there's a reason that they didn't have anybody else to lean on? Maybe they ran all of them folks away too, family members included. Whole time, you know, you thinking the family just so in love with you and they think y'all a perfect couple. They just happy that you done took the problem off of their hands. Like, seriously, because that person been dealing with this type of attitude or this type of trauma for a long time, right? So whole time you thinking the family just in love with you, but you giving them a break from dealing with this fool that you're dealing with, okay? Seriously, like, I know that there are some people who come from horrible families. I'm not trying to crack on people who have trauma. There are some people who have really, really come from traumatic experiences, and they do not know how to reciprocate love. They do not know how to understand your love language. I totally understand that. But I said earlier, I truly believe that these people, I repeat this, these are definitely the type of people that we love on, but we have to help them seek professional help, okay? Because you got your own work to do on yourself, and you can't fix them while you are trying to fix yourself. I know that we love people, and by all means, we are willing to do the work, you know, but they got to want to do the work for themselves as well. Like, it's impossible for you to love somebody more than they love themselves. And a lot of people try to heal themselves with music and they own personal therapy. But the truth of the matter is they need to see a professional so they can really get to the root of their issues. So I'm not tripping on anybody who really, really has come from a horrible experience and just does not know how to receive or how to give love, because that is a real thing. But you got to help them get some professional help. It is not your job to fix them. But let's get back to this transparent place I was coming to, all right? So when people are dealing with anger issues, I don't care if it's anger, cheating, money problems, being habitual liar, being lazy, I don't care, no ambition, whatever it is that is causing the problems in your relationship, you cannot lose your peace or your sanity behind this. Because how much of yourself are you willing to sacrifice for this person or this relationship, all right? I know there are a ton of people, okay, and I'm just keeping it real. A ton of people, for those of you who don't know me, in the naked world, right, I lost a lot of weight. And, you know, the story I tell, which is the truth, I found out I was diabetic and I wanted to take my life more serious. And another part of that truth that I don't really talk about is, baby, after my last relationship, I lost 15 pounds in 3 days, okay? I sacrificed so much of myself pouring into this relationship, and I didn't get anything back, y'all. I beat myself up so bad trying to love someone, and he just didn't know how to love me. And I thought that I was the issue. I thought that I was the problem, and I was trying to fix this thing by thinking, well, if I love him hard enough, or if I do enough, you know, and I want you all to know there's not enough love, not enough money, not enough sex, not enough favors in the world that you can give a person to help them see you or love you at where you're at if they are not happy with themselves. I'm gonna just go ahead and put that out, all right? Because after a while, I'm gonna tell you the truth. And this is some real, if anybody wants to believe it or not. After a while you're fighting for these relationships with these people, you have to start to ask yourself, what you fighting for? Is it love that still has you in this thing fighting? Or are you fighting to prove a point? Because calling a spade, at the end of my relationship, I don't know if it was love. I definitely think I was fighting to try and prove a point. I wanted to prove to myself that I knew that there's potential in him and I'm going to see it on through. You know what I'm saying? I wanted to prove to my family that I wasn't crazy and that he is a good guy, because they weren't able to see the sides of him that I could see when we were together and that what it was good. I wanted to prove a point to the women that he cheated on me with, that I got him because he go to bed with me every night, whole time he with her all day. Point not proven, okay? So some of us are staying in these situations because we genuinely love a person, and some of us are actually just trying to get a return on our investment, or trying not to look stupid in the end. Baby, you look stupid. Stop, okay? Like, if I ain't tell you nothing else, stop, okay? Because as the poem said, we stay and we do the work. And most of that's because we fall in love and we see the good in people. But the wait part, he says, stay, work, wait. The wait part. You don't have to wait on a person while they're getting themselves together. I don't know if any of you feel like you are obligated to people to do that, but I want you to stop doing that right now. And I'm only telling you this, as I said, it's because I have been that person. If you believe that the person you're fighting for, the person you're working for, has that much potential, and if they love you as much as you say you love them, guess what? While you're waiting, go ahead and do something else. They're going to come right back to you. They're going to come right back to you because they know how much you poured into them. They know how much work you put into them to be this great person that you saw the potential in. You were the only person who saw it. But go ahead and do something else while you wait. It's like baking a macaroni. Whew, Lord, y'all know I love an analogy. So it's like baking a macaroni, right? You done did the work. You done boiled your noodles, you done did your seasoning, your eggs, you know, whatever kind of milk you're using to it, you know what I'm saying? Your condensed milk, whatever you're using, your cheeses, you're putting all that. Your auntie gave you the bomb recipe. Shout out to my Aunt Renee, who has the best macaroni and cheese in the world. Your auntie gives you the bomb recipe, right? You did the work. Now you put it in the oven and it's baking. But while it's baking, you're waiting. You're not sitting in front of the oven staring at it to see if it's finished. No, you're going to go ahead and clean the bathroom or do some laundry, or you might wash your hair. You might take the trash out while you are waiting for this beautiful product that you believe, you hope it tastes just like your auntie wanted. We don't know what it's going to taste like, okay? We don't know what the end result is going to be. But you know you did the work. You know that you did the work. Everything you needed to make this mac and cheese the bomb to your best ability, you did the work. But you don't sit in front of the oven waiting for it to finish. You go and handle some other things. Same thing in your relationships. Same thing in your relationships. While you have put in the work, go do something else. Fix yourself. Learn how to love yourself again. Learn how to make yourself happy again. Because sometimes we get so torn down in these relationships trying to prove to someone that you are worthy, that you are valued, and you're not worthy of yourself, your own love. You're not loving yourself. You're not valuing yourself. So go do something else while you're waiting for them to get their life together. You've done the work. You've shown that you have loved them. Go do something else while you wait, okay? So you stay and you work and you wait, but you go do something else while you wait. Because if you choose to stay while you're waiting, understand, I ask, who played you? You played yourself. We're playing ourselves. And I can be honest, I have played myself trying to stay in a situation wanting that return of my investment. You know how like you go to the vending machine, the vending machine is broke, but you put the dollar in and you don't get your dollar or the cookie or the soda that you wanted out of it. It is just like, God darn it. So you start shaking the machine and listen, take your loss and keep it moving. Because you knew what this person was capable of doing. And you knew what they weren't capable of doing. You knew they weren't capable of loving you at how you wanted to be loved. You knew that they weren't capable of meeting you where you are right now in life. But you stick around hoping that you see the sign that says broken vending machine, but you still put the dollar in it anyways. Like, you're hoping that that broken sign is not real. You're hoping that, you know, I can just rip that broken sign off and all of a sudden the vending machine is going to work. That's not how it happens. That's not how it works. Not at the vending machine and not in life, and especially in relationships. So you play in yourself. Every time you are dealing with the BS that you know you're dealing with and you stick around, every time that you hear a lie and you convince yourself to believe that it's the truth and you know it ain't true, you are playing yourself. And I'm gonna tell you, it is painful in that reality, but there is also peace in that reality, because there is nothing like taking that power back. Because guess what? He or she didn't play you. You played yourself. Take that from them. Because, of course, you know, if a person really loves you, they ain't gonna run with that narrative. Because you do have manipulative people who wanna run with the narrative. Like, yeah, I use him, or yeah, I use her. I got everything I needed out of her, whatever the case may be. You do have manipulative people. But you take that power back. And you played yourself. Because you knew you signed up for some BS, okay? You knew after week, whatever. You knew after month, whatever. This may not work out. It may not work out. Y'all know I love analogies, so I got another one for you. Here you go. It's just like, all right, so unfortunately, for some people, not me, of course, I'm blessed. Some people find out later on in life that they're allergic to shellfish, and I'd be feeling so sorry for y'all, because it's like, you know what it tastes like, and you know how good the shellfish be, right? But then you know, later on in life, you find out that you're allergic to shellfish, but you still want to eat seafood. So you know that eating this can possibly kill you, right? You know, like, eating the seafood could possibly take you out. And even though you might try to take a little Benadryl or, you know, fight the pain, combat, you know, the allergic reaction, you still are putting yourself in harm. You could kill yourself by eating this shellfish that you know you're not supposed to. You know it's deadly to you. So why do it? Why do it? If you know that this relationship is tearing your mental apart, you're losing weight, you're losing hair, you're losing peace, you're losing sleep, why are you still indulging in this? You are playing yourself, my loves, okay? So I know the poem was so amazing, but I need y'all to listen to the whole thing. If you need to go back and listen to it again, understand. He said you can stay, you can work, you can wait, and you can pray. But can you only imagine if you take half of that energy, not even all of it, half of that energy, pour it into yourself and just leave? Peace, y'all. My name is Courtney Nicole, and this is Let's Get Naked. I appreciate y'all for tuning in. Thank y'all for listening to me for just a little TT of your day. I hope to see y'all next week. Peace.